Welcome, citizens. You're listening to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Here, thinkers and doers always have a key to the city. The mayor is in, so office hours start now.
OMG. Welcome, citizens, to another edition of New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for thinkers, doers, and creatives. It's the mayor, Flubble Boys, hanging with you. This is officially season 10, if you could believe it. Season 10. I didn't think it will go on this far, but that's what we're here for today, and I'm so excited to be a part of the festivities. Lots to get into, but we're going to have ourselves a fantastic conversation about just taking what sometimes life gives you, those lemons, and making them into lemonade. Eddie Gomez is going to be on the show. We'll talk about how he stays resilient. Before I get into that, newamsterdam.com, KNEWAmsterdam.com. Means the world to me to check that out and learn more about the show. And of course, follow the show at New Amsterdam on that Instagram. A lot of cool things to me on the personal level. If you guys are familiar with one of my side projects, the Black Baseball Mixtape, it's not my project, I'm more a contributor on that. That's been ramping up with the end of the baseball season, and I'm going to be on assignment in upcoming weeks and head out to the United Arab Emirates to cover some of the showcases for Baseball United. So a lot of fun, looking forward to that. But more importantly, the Orlando Aces, that Florida Grid League team that this show and brand so proudly sponsored this season, ran the table. They are now the Florida Grid League champions of 2023. And that means the world to me, you know, being able to put some skin in the game as it is, just but to watch the matches, learn more about Grid League, and see Orlando two seasons ago have a frustrating season. They see them being like the upstart that got stopped towards the end, the Cinderella team, if you will, to having a complete domination. It was undefeated in the regular season, undefeated in playoffs, and one of the greatest margins of victory in a championship match ever. Orlando Aces up. Congratulations to them. And New Amsterdam Entertainment, so proud to be part of your journey this season. As for me, I'm so glad you're here. 10 seasons, 226 episodes, countless bonus episodes of this podcast. You, the citizens of New Amsterdam, make this a possibility and a reality. But enough of me and about that. My chat with Eddie Gomez is going to be a lot of fun. Stick around for that after the jump. Welcome back to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. It is I, the mayor, Flubble Boys, in the mayor's office, being joined by a man who lives by one word, and it's relentless. What's going on, Eddie Gomez?
Relentless! How you doing, man? It's my favorite word, and I'm glad that we share this, you and I, man. How's everything?
Oh, it's good, man. It's funny because like relentless is like overcoming challenges, and recording this episode, we had our own challenges. We didn't give up, and so we're making this happen here today.
And life is full of setbacks, but if you are relentless, you have a relentless mindset. If you live relentless, which is what I preach, man, you can conquer anything in life. And I truly hope, you know, in this episode, I can provide value to everybody. Change life. That's my main objective today. So let's do it, man.
I mean, you already are, because the first question I had is looking up some of your videos, some of your social media channels, is that you are a career athlete. And so you've done almost everything when it comes to making sure the physical and mental is balanced. I mean, how's that journey been for you?
It's a very fun journey. Let's be very honest. There's only one thing that I try, and I'm trying to help people right now. There's a lot of athletes that, yes, they see a goal, which is making it to the pros, making the life. But a lot of people doesn't get ready for what if you don't make it. Mm-hmm. You know, which I love it. You got to put all eggs on your basket. But I don't want people to go through what I went. You know, 2.5 years ago, I injured. I lost my whole athlete identity. I was lost. I was a broken compass. Hit depression, tried to attempt suicide. It failed. I built a business to help people. So it's a life, man. It's a life. It comes with beauty, but it also comes with a lot of challenges.
Well, let's get into that. I mean, that's something I was further down on my question sheet. But in 2021, it was a tumultuous time for you. I mean, there was COVID going around. I mean, you had some personal issues. You had actually had an injury to overcome. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that would have given up, and instead you contemplated doing that. I mean, what brought you back from the brink? What made you go, you know what? There's still more chapters to my story, if you will.
Yes, I'll start with the story if you want me to. Look, December 11, 2020, I got injured. My spine got into an accident while practicing. I went for a dunk. I fell straight to the ground. My vertebrae was shit, let's say that way, man. Went to the doctor. The doctor be like, I don't think you're ever gonna be able to walk normal again. You know, basketball career, it's over. Following days, my marriage goes down. I lose my cousin on a car accident. All this happens with three weeks, to be honest.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, man. I lose my athlete identity. I lose my personal identity. I lose my family identity. Everybody's broken. I lose my husband identity. I lose myself eventually, which everything led into very intrusive and negative thoughts, like I don't have a purpose. I'm not enough. I'm never going to reach the life I have imagined. I'm a failure. You know, things that I try to tell people that everything you say and comes out of your mouth, it actually the brain picks up and you become what you say you are. So of course I became that. Fast forward some weeks, that's when I first attempted my first suicide attempt, and you know, I regret it as soon as I did it. You know, I asked for help, for psychological help. And it was given to me. I went back home to be around my family, and I came back to the US to try to take things, rehabs, and in May 2021, man, I really, really, really hit depression for like it was an 8 month depression. I didn't care about anything. I started to for you know for 4 weeks, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday if I had enough strength. I will go out, I will get wasted, and I will wake up the next day like, oh my gosh, what did I do? You know, but then it'll be a night to be like, well, I don't have anything to do. It makes me feel good. You know, like, let's do the game. 4 weeks later, I saw myself in a body that I hated, in a personality that I hated. I looked myself in the mirror. I was like, who am I? How did I get here? I will hate if my future daughter dates somebody like me. You know? So I was about to commit suicide again. I called my parents, I called my mom, dad, hey, I love you. I hope everything's good. I was giving them hints so they knew if when it happened that I was proud and I love them. And all of a sudden my brother calls my mom. You know, my mom yells, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I was like, is everything okay back home? And I got the news that I was going to be an uncle.
Oh,
And
wow.
that you know that phone call, I hung up, I went into tears, I threw everything away, and that was the moment that I truly realized I wanted to live a life of giving and help people to don't be where I was that day. Because I'm telling you, man, like you don't want to go through those thoughts. It's you cannot really control them, but they're very, very, very intrusive, you know. So yes, fast forward to 2.5 years now, almost three. I build wellness coaching, which you can see here the logo. I focus on nutrition, fitness, mindset, life, finances, faith. Basically, I help people win in life. I help you become a better you. So people, yes, comes for a nutrition and mindset transformation, you know, for a physical transformation, and through that, while they work with me, I try to see the pains in life, what they are lacking, what they need. Because if one fails, the other fails. If family fails, at one point your body's gonna fail. If your body, you know, like your finances, you know. So I try to elevate people through mechanisms that I have learned, through practices, through mentorships, through my own studies, my own techniques, all that. So that's the story, man. Relentless.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me ask a side question. You're from Spain, but the logo is the United States. Is it because you're living out here now, or is it because you at American Infinity, or?
I do live here. I live in Florida. I know it's the US logo,
Right.
Yeah, I am from Spain. I have been living in the US now for 9 years.
Okay. So you're pretty much one of us.
Yeah, I mean, we communicate, right?
Right. I don't know if it was kind of like you said Florida. I get it. You got to lean into the. I used to live in Florida. I totally get that.
I love it. No, but yeah, and I'm gonna be honest. When I came here, I love the community. The community accepted me, helped me become the man I am today. Through my struggles, a lot of Americans were there. Through my biggest moments, a lot of Americans were there. So this is also my way to help this society, to help this culture. You know, I come from one of the healthiest cultures in the world, you know. So why not? Why not to implement that? Why not to help people here, which is something that for the first time in history, life expectancy is going down. And it's because of unhealthy habits, because of the fast food that is served here, medicines, chemicals in foods, mental health. And if I know I can help people rise, why not? You know, this is my mission. And this is what I pray to God every day. Put the people that needs help in front of me. Let me be your voice.
Yeah, it's interesting because I used to be, a lot of my long-term listeners, I apologize, I tell the story a lot on the show, but I used to be very heavy. I used to weigh 375 pounds, wow. And then I started to do the Subway diet and walk and then became running and bowling, and I did about five half marathons. I haven't done a full one, but you have. What? Chicago? How did that come about?
Man, first of all, congratulations. I think your journey is very inspiring. I'll tell you that. And five half marathons is no joke. Yeah. Chicago, whew, I'll tell you this. I didn't know I was going to run until 24 hours before the marathon.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't get ready for it. And so October is Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, my grandma is battling with Alzheimer's since I came to the U.S. I have battled depression. I tried to commit suicide. I have many people that are close to me that they went or they are going through depression. They have tried. I have lost people. So I was like, why don't I do this to prove that you can achieve anything with the positive mindset? If you set it as a target, you can achieve anything. I'm going to be honest. I don't recommend nobody running a marathon without getting ready. I was
yeah. I'm about to say, but your poor joints.
it was a lot. I truly believe that I was able to finish the marathon because of my nutrition concepts. You know, because obviously I'm a healthy guy as well, but I was able to feed myself in every mile. I was able to pace myself. I was able to know, okay, I had to stop to stretch a little bit. You know, like I need some biofreeze. I need, okay, right now I need a little bit more potassium. You know, I need to take a refit on this load. You know, like things like that, you know. But yeah, man, it was beautiful because in the marathon, so before the Chicago Marathon in 2019, I ran the LA Marathon as well.
Okay.
And it was basically almost the same. Like I finished my basketball season and I went straight to run the marathon just to raise money for kids with cancer. So this one, it was more for the community to help people prove about the mindset. It was beautiful because on mile 16, I go to the medical tent to put biofreeze, and this guy is there like, I'm cramping up. I don't know if I can finish. I was like, and I look at him like, hey, the next mile you and I were running together, you know. So for the next mile, I got to meet him, where he's from, his purpose, the reason why he's running the marathon. I was able to tell him, okay, remember, in mile 17, you should eat this. You should drink this. You should, you know, I was able to give them my professional advice, you know, which is what I do every day to my clients. I was like, I just need you to do something. I need you to finish this marathon, and I need you to pick one person in every mile, just like I did to you. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. I did this the whole way until 26.2 miles from the mile 16. Not only helped me to get to know people, not only helped me to finish the marathon, not only helped me to create an impact, which was my goal, but it was beautiful because as I was crossing the line, there was those people waiting for me just to tell me, like, thank you, man. Like, I would not have finished this marathon without you. Like, thank you. Like, and it taught me so much about life. Everybody is going towards the same destination. We all have the same destination, man, which is that we all have different goals in life. What if we support each other to get to those goals? At the end of the day, we're all going to get to the same destination. But the power of community, being able to help each other, that was truly the lesson of that marathon. And I loved it, man. I really, really, really liked it. It was amazing. So now, I said it was going to be my last marathon, but I truly believe I wanna run the Boston Marathon one day, man. You know,
I always say marathons like childbirth. Like, oh man, that was difficult. And then 2 weeks later, he goes, "Well, I just can't have one." He's a brother or sister, you know.
It's very cool, man. Just do it. I always say, do things before God takes away those powers, those abilities, you know, those opportunities. Because at one point you're gonna get older. At one point your joints are not gonna be able to support more impact, you know. So just do it. You know, you are here for a reason and a season. Let's say it.
Yeah, absolutely. And is that the start of, or that happened during the relentless coaching era of your career? I mean, inspiring others to achieve things that they didn't think was possible.
So while going through depression, I knew I wanted. I knew I have been in the darkest places in life by my age. I'm young, man. I'm very young, and I know that I should not have been in those spots. But because I've been in the darkest places, I know I can help people rise. You know, so that has been one of my number one priorities. Every Facebook post that I make, every Instagram post, every podcast that I record, even right now, I'm writing a book that is being published on January 5th, is with the goal to help others. I don't care how many people like it. I don't care what people think. I know that every post that I make is because of a conversation that I had that day with somebody that I realized that needs help. And I'm talking to them through a post. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes actually I write about it and I send it to them. Like, hey, I wrote this thinking about you. I hope it serves you. I hope it helps you. That's what it is, man. One life at a time. Because I know that if, let's put you as an example. Imagine that right now you are motivated or I'm helping you somehow. The people that you are around today, you're going to be able to impact. So not only I'm helping you, I'm helping your people around. And that people around, you're going to create such a great impact that they're going to help others. And you know, like, that's the effect that we need to create, man. Life is beautiful, man. Life is beautiful. And I wasn't able to understand that until post-depression, post-suicide attempt. But, man, like, it's a gift that we're here. And if we can make it all together, that's the dream. Think about it.
Yeah. You mentioned the book, so let's talk about it. Relentless Game Plan, I believe, is the name of the title of the book, coming out soon.
Whew. So the book is 100% done. I'm still thinking about the title, but correct. The one that, thank you, man. The one that is probably the winner of the title is going to be The Relentless Pursuit, The Journey to Greatness. Right now I'm doing a bunch of edits. It's already going to be published very soon. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited because a little spoiler right here. Basically, every chapter is a total of 10 chapters. Okay. Everything in the book has a meaning. Mm-hmm. January 5th is because my grandpa passed away. That's his birthday. 10 chapters is because 10 was my number when I play basketball. There's little things there that obviously I explain in the book because I really wanted to make it very meaningful. Basically, imagine where you're in life right now. So I'm writing 10 chapters. In every chapter, I write about experiences, about tools, about my trials, my tribulations, about things that I have learned. If you complete every chapter, if you understand the concepts, if you put them into practice, it's going to take you from where you are right now to greatness, no matter what. Okay. It has been proof. That's what I do with my clients. And I know it works. So I was like, well, of course I want this business to keep going. You know, like, of course, but I don't want to offer only this to my clients. What if I put something together to help the world? You know, so is the first step to greatness, the second step to greatness, the third step, you know, and if you follow them that. Now, at the end of the book, there's a second book, which is the playbook. The playbook is a very basketball-oriented book where That's for your daily activities. So you're gonna write there your goals, your tasks, everything. It's gonna help you to stay on track to reach that greatness. You know,
Wow.
really good, man.
And so they'll be released the same day at the same time in tandem.
I'm sorry.
The two books will be released in tandem, so you can have both halves of the workbook. And
Correct, correct. The pre-sale is going to be on Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I'm going to do a special. Not only I'm gonna provide the book, I'm gonna give something else with it, which is a surprise. And that's the goal, man, to help people. You know, I don't even want to make money out of the book. That's what I told people. It's like I told the publisher, what's the lowest cost? You
right.
know, like, well, if you have this margin, no, I don't want margins. Just tell me. You know, I was able to get a business, you know, like interested. They're very interested into sponsoring, you know, the first 200 copies, lower it. But, you know, I'm trying anything and everything, you know, because I truly know is going to this book is going to change a lot of lives. And I gotta wait. You know, that's the spoiler I can give you.
And what is it going to be available? Where? If someone, is it online? Is it on your website? Is it Amazon? How can people get a copy of it when it gets, when it drops?
It's gonna be on Amazon. It's gonna be on my websites. It's gonna be even if you contact me on Instagram, if you contact me on Facebook, me or my team will send you a copy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try anything and everything to make it available in the easiest way to make it. Very, very excited, you know, for this book, to be honest.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you could inspire someone while they're running a marathon to finish running a marathon, I mean, that's like more than Oprah could ever do. So I appreciate you for that, Eddie. You know, on New Amsterdam, we ask our guests some kind of like fun lightning round questions. I'm not sure if you're down with that. We ask everyone these things, so you're kind of on the hot seat.
Let's
Right?
do it. That
All right.
hot state on the clock, you know. I love this energy, man. I love, you know,
No, man, so I love the
like
energy
you're
too, brother.
so cool. I love it.
I appreciate it. Do you believe in days off? And if so, what do you do?
Oh, I do not take days off. I'm
Oh,
gonna
really?
be very honest. I do not believe on days off, but I truly believe in a different type of training, a different type of work. You know, like you cannot be 100% every single day. But I'm gonna tell you this: winning doesn't understand of on days off. You know, it's either you work or you're giving opportunities to the person that is behind or ahead of you. I always said this: if you are not first, you have a lot of work to do to get to the first place. And once you get to the first place, you have a lot of work to do. So the second doesn't catch up with you.
Right.
You know, so no, I do not believe. And if you're, let's put this into the gym routine. I do actually train every single day. The days that I don't go to the gym, I still work on my mobility, you know, on stretching, in water intakes, body, mind, whatever it needs to do so I can keep progressing, you know. I truly think that it's already enough to have days off. For example, if you work out at 8 a.m., you're gonna be done by 10 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m. You already have 24 hours of rest in between. Let's say that way from your most, you know, intense exercise that you have done. If you do two sessions a day, then you know, like the second session should be a little bit less load so you can recover from the first one, you know, and hopping to the next one, you know, like there's so many things to do with your body. Your body is programmed to work almost every single day. So no, I do not believe on off days at all.
I mean, that's the press perspective. I appreciate that.
What about you though? What about you? Do you?
I personally do not, and no, you're the first person to ask me that question because I'm a big believer in active rest. If I'm not going to perform, I'm usually practicing how to enunciate things and how to say things right, or I try to look for clients. So I do not, but it's kind of fun. It's interesting to see how people do when you ask that question.
Nice.
Yeah.
I
Whew.
like
It's getting kind of deep here. I don't know.
that.
Do you collect anything? And if so, what?
Collect. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Have you watched this TikTok video? My friend sent it to me. Like, oh my gosh, I collect rocks. Well, that's me. You know,
Okay.
I like to go places, and actually I like to grab rocks. I went to Crater National Park, you know, and I was able to see some volcanic rocks. I grabbed one outside the limits where you can actually get it. I went to the beach and I grabbed a little shelf. Yes, that reminds me. And behind it, I actually write where they're from. You know, like I love souvenirs, but there's no such a thing as natural souvenirs. You know, I actually like it. It makes me feel more connected to those moments. It makes me feel connected to those memories. So yes, I do collect rocks, and you know, I used to collect a lot of medals. So
Yeah,
and.
that's the one thing I realized in my travels is that it's hard to get souvenirs because it's usually like the same companies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's Macy's is in, you know, England or whatever. But do you have a travel bucket list? And if so, what is on it?
Travel bucket list. I think that I'm doing it right now. I travel in the whole US, every single state, all the hidden diamonds of America was something that was on my mind since I was in college. One of my teammates told me about it that he used to do with his dad on the summertime. So I was like, wow, I would love to do that one day with my dad. The thing is, my parents don't live here. You know, they are all away from home. So this year I was like, why don't I just do it, create impact? And it has been amazing. I'm gonna be very honest. The Relentless Pursuit, the Journey to Greatness, is how I called this travel that I've been doing since July 6, 2023. And I'm telling you, most likely it's gonna be the Relentless Pursuit, the Journey to Greatness, America. The Relentless Pursuit, the Journey to Greatness, Europe. The Relentless Pursuit, the Journey to Greatness, Asia.
Wow.
So it's not gonna be the only year that I'm gonna be doing this. I'm gonna go to different countries and I'm gonna try to create as much impact, connect with different cultures. And at the end of the day, this is the cool thing. I'm going to see this sometimes without even knowing what's there. I just walk around the neighborhoods, I walk into stores, and I'm like, hey, how can I help you today? You know, what's this vehicle? You know, some people are like, whoa, what do you need in return? You know, like, hey, like, you know, that's creepy. And that happened to me. I was like, what do you mean it's creepy? You know, like, I'm actually here to help you today. What do you need help with? You know, no, I'm good. Like, do you need the trash done? You know, you want me to take the trash out? Do you something? Put me to work. You know, and that's the goal, man. That's the goal, just to help people. Sometimes I provide value. Sometimes I'm hired by organizations to talk about mindset, nutrition, fitness. Sometimes I get people ready. Homeless, I feed the communities, stuff like that. It's just like a constant give, give, give. And by giving, I am receiving. And by giving, creates the person that I am, which is something that I love.
Yeah, I mean, people ask if they want help, and I don't know them. That's super creepy. No, I'm kidding, but not really. I'm from Brooklyn, man. Well, what you want? What you want, player? Nah,
What's your
just kidding.
mind, man?
I got one more for you. What is your favorite junk food, my friend?
Ooh, my favorite junk food.
Don't be like salad, because I'm like, that's not junk.
I don't eat a lot of junk. My favorite American food is jambalaya, I'll tell you that.
That's not junk food. That's like
You know,
it feels good, yeah.
it feels really good. I would say probably In-N-Out.
Okay, yeah.
I love In-N-Out, man. I was just in California, and I think that in 3 weeks that I was there, I had In-N-Out on my cheat day almost every single week that I could. You know, I really like it. I truly think that it tastes really good. I mean, it's not the healthiest, but it's actually the healthiest within the fast food chains. You know, so I enjoy In-N-Out. Yeah, it's sad because on the East Coast we don't have it. You
Yeah.
know. But I hope one day, you know, it gets there and, you know, can enjoy it.
Well, there you go.
What about yours? I'm actually curious.
I am a burger guy. When I want to have junk food to be fancy, I'll get a beef Wellington kind of a thing.
Nice.
But burgers are my favorite, but I got a terrible sweet tooth, man. Like it's pretty
Nice.
bad. Like every time I'm like, oh, you know, I can make cheat day today, and then like I negotiate when I'm in the store when I see cookies. Like it's the worst. So burgers
Man.
are my answer, but I love sweet things too.
My best advice to you is to try to get sugars away from your body as much as you
Yeah,
can
I
because,
know. I know.
oh my gosh, they create immense, a huge inflammation. They are not good for your organs. They are like, they measure levels, they touch your hormones. Like, woo! Salt is your friend, sugar is your enemy. That's
Yeah.
what I want to let you know.
Well, I mean, tell that to the cakes and cookies and all that good stuff. But no, you're
So.
absolutely right. I think every nutritionist is like, no, really, you should not.
No,
You should
you should be careful. You
really.
should be careful. But hey, let me ask you something. You mentioned that you are from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
So I'm going to be there actually in 2 weeks and a half, impacting people.
Okay.
Any advice how to approach the community, what to do, help neighborhoods that I should be like, I mean, you
If you're
go
gonna
ahead.
offer somebody help, I would maintain social media distance. Like I'll say like social distancing. I wouldn't go out to like, yo, I can help you and be like engaging. I would take a step back. I'm like, hey, yo, money, ain't trying to sell nothing to you, but I really want to help you out today. Real talk. I'm from where else? I'm ain't from around here. Because that would disarm me and be like, okay, what do you really want? Because I've seen these videos, people on TikTok mean really well and have their hands out for a handshake. And I go, no. But I'm from Brooklyn too. I think we're a lot more open when it comes to the city and that sort of thing. I mean, I'll go to the smaller neighborhoods and walk around. Just be, keep your head down, make sure you're safe, man.
Nice. I'm excited for that. I'm actually very excited. So,
I mean, I miss it. I was there last July, but typically I go like in the fall time. So I think now's the best time to go
Well,
personally.
I'll make sure to post some stories on my Instagram, so you can watch them and you make yourself feel like at home, man. And
Oh yeah.
I would like to use this as an opportunity, man. If anybody's listening to this, if you're going through a hard time, you don't know what to do in life, if you are lost, if you feel like a broken compass, like I felt 2.5 years ago, please send me a message. My Instagram and Facebook is something that I answer myself 100%. It's the only social media I answer myself because I like to connect with people. I like to serve the community and I like to help through my own trials and tribulations. I'm here to serve and here to help. Don't think this is about business. It's actually about giving. So please contact me if I can help you. I have people around my network that they'll be able to help you. And they're also a bunch of givers with an amazing heart. So it's out there. And you can contact me on my Instagram, which I'm sure you'll put it on your podcast somewhere.
Yeah, I will, but let's just say it. What's the Instagram now?
Oh, Instagram is Eddie Gomez 10, EDYGOMEZ10.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show, new Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creators. I gotta see how this all unfolds. 2024 is gonna be your year, man. I feel it.
I want you to know this, man. This is your winning season. You gotta wake up every day knowing that this is your winning season. And I truly believe it, man. I love your energy. I love your favorite word is relentless. Keep impacting lives, keep changing. I truly love this, man. I'm glad that we connected. I'm glad that I'm here. Thank you for the opportunity. And man, myself, if you ever need anything, I mean, now we are connected. And man, I know that I have a brother from Brooklyn, Ram.
Hey, if you got those Taylor Swift tickets, I want to flip those. I'm kidding. Thanks so much for hitting the show, brother.
That's awesome, man. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks so much for listening to New Amsterdam Radio. Learn more about the show at newamsterdam.com. That's KNEW Amsterdam.com. Until next time, this city is yours.